Hi everyone, this is Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen. This show's for anyone who longs to take charge of their life, to create more success, accomplish their dreams, and to live in inspiring ways to be powerfully visible and visibly powerful. I'll be sharing stories with you from my own career and experiences, from leading engineering teams for the last 20 years, and also from interactions I have been blessed to have with people I've met from around the world. I want to give you the tools, techniques, strategies, and inspiration so you can be the best you. You can achieve the success you desire, personally and professionally. Being authentic, confident, and empowered are the keys to success and the life that you want. You can have the courage to be seen. Hi, I'm Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen, the podcast that helps you have more success in your life. I want to share with you the tools, the techniques, the strategy, and some stories that you can apply to your life to create the life and the success, and all your dreams and desires can come true. Today, I have a very kind of special topic. It's one that's clear and dear to my heart, and I think is very timely in our current environment. You know, we've all lived in this COVID environment for 3 or 4 months now, and many of us probably thought or hoped that by now we would be maybe going back to normal. And then the cases have been spiking up lately, and we all have been realizing that, you know, we're not going back to normal. This is the life that we have to try to figure out how to be, because things are shutting down. It's almost like going back to March. And you may be wondering, well, I did that once. I sure don't want to do it again. And so, because what happened in your life in March? Maybe you thought, you know, I'm going to just hide out. I'll get through this period of time. And it doesn't really matter kind of what I do. It's stressful. I like comfort food. Maybe I could catch up on whatever the Netflix or whatever TV shows that you wanted. And you really were just like trying to survive. It wasn't really a plan or what you're doing. You were just trying to survive. And that's okay. You know, whatever it took at that time. But if you think about it, you may be finding out now, you know, you'd like to make some changes. You'd like to do some things differently. But you're finding out you can make plans, you can have dreams, you can have desires, but nothing's really changing. It's so hard to get started. And that's the topic that I want to talk with you today. I want to help you have the courage to get started. Whatever that change is that you want to have in your life, how do you take those steps? How do you actually start? How do you go from planning? You may be an expert planner, you may be an expert dreamer, but if you don't get started, you won't actually have change in your life. So we're going to change that today. And I don't care if you want to make big changes in your life, if you want to move, if you want to get a different job, if you want to start a business, or you want to make small changes in your life. You want to become a better cook. You want to start an exercise program. You want to start walking. You want to have better time management. Whatever is important to you, those are the changes that we want to start making now. And what you may find out that it's just so hard to get that momentum. And it's not just with making changes in your life. Think about your car. It's much harder and takes much more energy to start from a stop sign or a red light than it does when you're driving down the highway and want to speed up to pass a car. Or if you're running, right? When you first start that race, that is the hardest part. It's easier to keep going later once you get started. And changes in your life are the same way. That's why many times you make the most changes in your life when you have other changes that are already happening. So think about things like when you graduate, when you move, when you have kids, when you have some kind of change in relationship. You could be getting married, get divorced, meet somebody new, break up with somebody. Maybe there's a death in your family, unfortunately, or you have a job change. You get a new job, or you get fired or laid off. You know, all these kind of significant life changes, tend to bring more changes. Companies know this. That's why they market people that are having change in their life. You ever wonder why you get so many ads when you're moving? Because when you move, you might not have the same brands at the store that you had before. So you're going to have to make some changes. And so it's a great time for companies to advertise you to make even more changes. There's some stories that, you know, are out on the internet. Target knows about this because they really target people that are having kids, because they know that's a time when you may change other things that you buy, and they want to get your business. So they have incorporated software that tracks, you know, buying routines, and they can tell when you are starting to have potentially have a kid. In fact, some dad one time got mad at Target for advertising to his teenage daughter with things like for new kids going, you know, why are you sending this to my teenage daughter? Well, the truth was she was pregnant and hadn't told him yet. So companies know that, you know, change is easier when other changes are going on. So the key is you don't want to have to wait in your life to only make change when you have other significant life events. That's not taking control of your life. You don't want to say, oh, I'm not having changes right now, so I guess I'll just live this life. I'll just let it, you know, come to me and whatever it is. And then in 10 years or whenever you have that next significant change in your life, then that's when you're going to take advantage and make other changes. That's not the way you want to live your life. You want to have a way that you have the courage to make the change and make the change now. So if we are going to drive change in our life, I think it's best to start with thinking about, you know, why is it so hard to make change? And the better we can understand the limits to making change, the easier it will be for you to make the changes in your life. So the first thing of why it's so hard to make change is it's scary because you may fail. That is just reality that we have to live with, that we will sometimes fail when we make change. However, start something new, right? I want you to think about like toddlers. They're learning to walk. And when they learn to walk, they're standing, they take a few steps and they fall down. Well, so they failed at walking. We don't look at the toddler and say, oh, you failed, you're never going to walk, and then just banish them from ever trying again, right? Instead, we celebrate the fact that they even tried to take a step. We laugh at it. We encourage them to try again. We encourage them to try again and again. And that's kind of how life works. We don't expect them to know how to walk right away. We expect them it's going to take practice. My son didn't walk until he was 4, actually. We had to work with him for a long time. And there were a lot of people that didn't think he would ever walk. My husband and I had confidence. We always knew he would walk at some point. That the schools wanted us to put him in a wheelchair and get him a wheelchair and thinking that, well, he's not going to walk and that would be safer for him when he went to school because he started in a special program at age 3. However, he had a walker, and we, you know, worked with him, and he used his walker, and he was phenomenal because he would take that walker everywhere, through the gravel, through the grass, on the playground. He wanted to be with the other kids, and he'd use that walker. And one day, when he was about 4 years old, he let go of that walker and never used it again. And today, he can walk, he can run, he can ride a bike, he can swim. And, you know, we continually encourage them. But if we would have been afraid of him failing, or any toddler failing, they'd never learn how to walk. So as you make change, just understand you're going to fail sometimes. And that is a chance for you to learn and try again. And sometimes it takes a lot of tries before you can actually be successful. The second reason that it is hard to make change and hard to have momentum is just the unknown. So maybe you know what you want the end game to look like. It could be a new business. It could be a new job. It could be that you want to move. Whatever that might be, and the change that you want to drive in your life, you know what the end looks like and you know where you're at right now, but you might not know how to get there. You just, that unknown, what are those steps? What is the path to get from where you are to where you want to go? And because it's so unknown, it just is hard to actually, you know, make the change. The third thing that a lot of people causes problems as they want to make change, I call it the first this, then that. And this is really a problem more so with women than I think with men. But we tend to say, well, like first I need to get a degree, then I can get that job. First, I need to take this class, then I can do that. First, I need to clean the house, then I can invite somebody over, you know, to network. You know, first my kids need to get out of the house, then I can focus on self-care. Whatever it might be, we tend to say, well, first this has to happen, then that can happen, rather than trying to figure out how to make whatever you want to happen, happen now, without having to have conditions on it first. So if that's what's stopping you, get that out of your head. You don't have to have a first then before you can accomplish what you want. The fourth thing is the judgment of others. And really it's like the fear of the judgment of others. You know, what are others going to say? What do they say? What are their opinion? And this stops so many people from accomplishing what they would like to do and actually even starting change. And, you know, you don't want to turn your life over to the opinion of others. It's your opinion is the one that matters. So if you really think of this, you really want to kind of divide comments and feedback into two categories. The first category is people really around you. So that's your friends, your family, maybe it's coworkers, you know, people at work, but the close people around you. That's one category of feedback. And then the other category, I'm going to just call it anonymous feedback. You know, today's day with social media, we can get feedback from anywhere. And the truth is this anonymous feedback, the feedback of people that really don't know you, people that, you know, aren't important to you in your life, or they're not significant, let's say, in your life and have a vested interest, you know, with you, that feedback, I would say just ignore it. It really doesn't matter. If they're not close to you, that they're giving feedback, they might be doing feedback on social media, it might be anonymous, maybe their name's on there. It doesn't really matter. That feedback, you don't even have to read it or listen to it. The feedback of people that is close to you, now that's different feedback. You do want to listen to that. You don't want to just dismiss it. But after you take that feedback, you can choose what to do with it. And there's a couple of reasons that feedback, you know, may or may not align with your goals and the change that you want to drive. Sometimes people give you feedback because they're afraid you're going to get hurt and they're trying to protect you. So they think they have your best interests. But if the feedback's not in alignment with where you want to go, then it isn't having your best interests at heart. The feedback also many times is more a reflection of the people given it than it is on you. It might be that they wanted to do whatever you're going to do, or maybe they even tried to do that in the past, or maybe they're too scared to do that. And so then they give you feedback in a way that's more a reflection of their own thoughts and opinions than it is on your own. So listen to the feedback, but you get to choose on if you actually want to incorporate it into your life or not. And then the last thing, that the reason that we don't make change in our life, is our identity. And this is much more powerful than you probably think it is. But if you make change, or you do things, or you say things that aren't in alignment with how you see yourself and the identity that you hold for yourself, it's uncomfortable. It always will be uncomfortable. We do things that are in line with our identity. And if we're going to make change, that means that by definition, the change isn't in alignment with our identity. So it will always be uncomfortable. And that will be something that you have to overcome as you want to make the change. So just acknowledge that it will be uncomfortable at first, but then the more you do it, and the more your identity aligns with the new you that you're trying to create, the easier it will become. I have a great quote by Oprah Winfrey. It is, "The greatest discovery of all time is that a person can change his future by merely changing his attitude. If you change your attitude and you change your thoughts, your future will change." And so you get to actually determine what your future is. You get to choose if you want to drive change or not. So that's a great quote. And so keep that in mind. So now you think about, okay, if whatever that change that you want to drive in your life, and think about, you know, the five things that I just talked about of what might be stopping you from making that change. Because it's time. You know, you don't need to just sit at home, even though it's COVID-19. We need to stay safe. We need to stay healthy. But it's time that you have the courage to make change in your life. So I want to go over some items that you can actually start to implement and make that change in your life. The first one, have clear direction of what you want. I'm surprised sometimes, maybe not so much anymore, but I was initially as I was doing mentoring and coaching of others, how often people don't really know what they want or they haven't articulated it. So take some time and write down, you know, what is the change that you really would like to do in your life? Like in this instant, like what is that change now? And that's important to know because sometimes we don't want to write it down because we're afraid we could change our mind tomorrow and we want to actually do something different. And that's actually okay. It's better to be clear about what you want today. And then if it changes in the future because you get more information, you can always change your mind. So go ahead and take some time and write down. You know, some examples you might be thinking about is you want to improve your time management skills. Maybe you want to become a better public speaker or doing project management. Maybe it is that you want to become a better cook. It could be that you want to become a wine expert or you want to travel. You want to become financially independent or do you want to like run a marathon? I'm not sure what you want to change in your life, and it doesn't matter what you want to change. To me, it's a personal decision. So pick something that you want to change in your life and write it down so that way you're clear about what is that you're trying to accomplish. The second step that I encourage you to do is kind of create a mantra, something that you can write down in alignment with the change that you want to drive. This is important because you could print it out, you could put it on your mirror, you could put it around your house. But you could read that and it will help you change your identity. That is one of the things that's stopping you from making that change. It can help you get that momentum. If you can be really creative, you could find a song that also is in alignment with your mantra. I do that sometimes with music. You know, you might have something that has some lyrics that are in alignment with what you're trying to drive and trying to become. And so you can listen to that because then now you have music and there's something about as you do that, it can help you change that identity, make it more believable. And you want to have your mantra be kind of inspirational, not something that you are today, but kind of more of what you want to be in the future. So you could have it something like, "I'm a fit, energetic woman." Or in my field, you know, I'd say like, "I'm an incredible engineer that drives lots of innovation." It could be something like, "I'm a world traveler with a renowned blog." You know, so write a mantra like that, that you could say, and you could have posted and you could tell yourself, so that way you can actually help guide your identity in the direction that you would like it to become as you're driving this change. And as you get these little bits of momentum, they do snowball and they do build up on one another. The next thing is, you know, break down your goal into smaller chunks. And sometimes you need to break those chunks down to even smaller chunks. So like an example, let's say your goal is you want to be financially independent. That's a big goal. And it's probably a ways in the future. You need a lot of money, right? So that can just become way overwhelming. And it's hard to get started because it's just a big goal that you can't really touch. You can't feel. You say, well, it's way too much in the future. However, you could break that goal down into things that you could do today, small chunks. Things like, how about create a list of all your accounts with your balances? That's something that can probably take you 10 minutes, 15 at most. It doesn't take very long to look up all your account balances, you know, and that's something that now is a reasonable goal. You could, oh, I could plan, I could do that. You could write down any loans or any debt that you have with the balance and the interest rate. Maybe you have a, maybe your goal is to open an investment account, and it actually doesn't even matter where you open it. You can do TD Ameritrade or E-Trade or Vanguard or Merrill Lynch or Fidelity. It goes on and on. There's lots and lots of them. You can be spending all this time trying to research which is the best. And in some respects, I don't know if it matters. In the end, it's more important that you actually create momentum and you start an account than it is to have the perfect account. You can always create a new account later. So use that, you know, create it. Some goal that you can do in a small chunk and you can plan it. None of these should be overwhelming. These are all things that take you 10, 15 minutes. But when you start putting them one after another, all of a sudden now you have momentum and you're making real change in your life. The fourth thing is carve out time in your schedule to work on your change. For me, the best time is first thing in the morning. That's when I have the most energy, the most energetic. Many times it's quiet in my house and I can get a lot done. But that doesn't always work, right? Maybe it is better once the kids go to bed that you take 20 minutes and you work on your change. Or you take a few minutes after dinner, after everyone's kind of settled, after the dishes are cleaned up. So find time that you can commit to, you know, making this change. Ideally, it would be a little bit of time every day. But sometimes the ideal world doesn't work out. You know, maybe the only thing you can do is Saturday morning. And you're going to take half an hour Saturday morning to work on the change. And if that's all you can do right now, good, take it. It doesn't matter what kind of, commitment you can do to make change. Just commit to something. And then over time, you can modify that, you know, as you can create more time in your schedule. The next thing is find something that you can take action on today. Don't put it off to tomorrow. Don't put it off, into the future. Okay, I have that time. I'm going to work on my change on Saturday. Like I talked about for the financial independence, something that you could do today. You could say, okay, here's a spreadsheet. I'm going to write down all my accounts and their balances. Find something that you can do today. Don't put that off. The next thing is find a role model. If you want to create change, many times we don't know what to do. So if there's someone we could learn from, if there's someone we could model, if there's someone that has already done the change that you want, that could decrease the time for you to make that change immensely. You don't have to learn all the same lessons that they had to learn. So you can go much faster. So try to find somebody that you could model, and it could be a book, it could be a podcast, it could be something on social media, it could be a group. Many of these don't cost very much, or they might be free, or they're quite inexpensive. So find someone that you can model and learn from and try to reduce your learning, down. The next one is I'm going to recommend hire a coach. And hiring a coach is different than hiring or, finding a role model. For a coach, I recommend one-on-one coaching. It could be small group, but by that small group, I'm talking about small enough that you actually get to know the coach or the leader of the group, and they get to know you personally. So I'm not going to tell you exactly how many people that is, because some coaches can be really good in small groups. So they can handle a few more people, but you want to get that personal touch. So by this, I'm not talking about joining a Facebook group that has, several hundreds or thousands. And even though they might charge, a monthly fee, that's more of a role model that you're working with. By a coach, I'm talking about you're able to get that personal connection. I've hired several coaches in my life because they hold you accountable. They give you ideas that you might not have thought about. They help get you through those rough spots when you're not quite sure what to do. And they can accelerate your learning and accelerate the change that you want to make in your life immensely. Now, when you hire a coach, you're not going to work with them for the rest of your life. Like, you hire a coach for a specific reason to work on something, and then you might move on to a different coach, or you might not need a coach, or you can go to a large Facebook group to get some of the support from others. But in the right instance, coaches can be very important to accelerate whatever you're trying to accomplish. I recommend... the next thing that you do is, even if you're not quite ready or sure what change you want to drive in your life, start practice making other changes. Make simple changes in your life on a regular basis. So that way, when you're ready to drive big change, it's not as scary. You're not starting momentum from scratch. So things like trying new restaurants, ordering a different meal at the restaurant that you do go to, trying different recipes in your house, buying different brands, reorganize the furniture in your house. There's lots of things that you can do change on a daily basis that I highly recommend that you get used to doing that change. So that way it's not so scary or it's not so unusual when you're trying to drive change. The last thing that I'll tell you that you can do to drive change is you can burn the bridge. So if you really want to drive change, you can make it so you can't go back. Now, I would be careful about, if you want a new job, quitting your job before you have a new one. If you want, that can be just too much for most people. So I don't recommend that. However, there's many things in your life where you can burn the bridge. I wanted to change my look, so I donated a whole bunch of clothes, 80% of my wardrobe, before I went out and bought new ones, so I couldn't wear the old ones. So be careful when you want to burn the bridge, but it is something that really does work because there's no way you can go back and you can drive change. So let me just summarize, you know, these steps that you can use to drive change. The first one, make sure you have a clear direction. The second one, create a mantra. So that way you can work on changing your identity while you're making the change. Break down your change into smaller chunks so you can get to work on them and they're not overwhelming. Carve out specific times in your schedule to work on the change. Find something that you can do to take action on today. Get a role model, something that you can learn from so you don't have to start from scratch and learn all the lessons yourself. Hire a coach when it's appropriate. Practice by making other changes in your life so that way when you decide to make change, it's easier. And lastly, burn the bridge so that you can't go back to the old way of doing things. We can only be ourselves. And I have found by embracing, you know, my true self, having the courage to be seen, that I have transformed my life and I have so much more enjoyment. I'm so much more happy and my life just gets better and better. And this is what I want for you. I want you to have the courage to make the changes in your life. I don't want you to feel like you're stuck in the rut and you just have to go through life, whatever it brings. You can have the courage to be seen. I encourage you to check out my website, couragetobeseen.com. You can also follow me on Facebook and Instagram. I post daily inspirational messages. If you like this podcast, I encourage you to subscribe so you get a notification when the next one comes out. And until then, I look forward to talking to you soon. Have a great day. Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you've been inspired to take action on at least one thing starting today. To learn more, check out couragetobeseen.com. There you'll find my blog and additional resources, including you can download a copy of 10 Ways to Live a More Courageous Life. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you tune in next time to learn additional ways to have the courage to be seen in your own life.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.